It's Sunday, the 25th of May, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the Geek Mummy podcast. I wanted to do a quick recording today to just give you a little heads up of a project that I'm going to be taking part in over the course of next month, the course of June. And this is a project called Audio Mo, and it's a project for audio content producers of all kinds. And the idea is a little monthly challenge where you try to record and release a piece of audio content every day for the course of the whole month. So 30 days in June, 30 pieces of audio content. This has kind of grown out of the whole Navlo Pomo, Napod Pomo, NaNoWriMo thing. Anybody who's in the content production side of things is probably familiar with at least one of those. They generally happen in November, and they're generally like a monthly project to try and encourage you to produce content on a daily basis in order to achieve, you know, something really good. So in the case of NaNoWriMo, try to write a novel over the course of a month. A couple of years ago, I took part in what was then called NaPod Pomo, National Podcast Posting Month, and I did that over on my personal Audioboo audio blog. And I had tried to do it the previous year and got a few, about halfway through the month, and then, you know, missed a couple of days and gave up completely. But then the next year, I tried again and I succeeded. I got all the way through the month and I recorded a piece of audio every day, and it felt really good. And I think it really helped me improve my podcasting skills and my ability to just switch on the microphone and start talking. I've not tried to do it for a couple of years. And over the course of that time, a group of my friends from the Audioboo community have switched over to what's called Audio Mo instead of NaPod Pomo. And Audio Mo has moved into June. It used to run in November at the same time as everything else, and it's found a new home in June. And it ran in June for the first time last year, and I didn't take part, but I listened to quite a lot of the content that was produced. And ever since then, I've been sort of kicking myself and going, I should really have done something. I should really have joined in. It's about time I did it again. I need to kick myself into being able to podcast regularly and easily again. It's something I really want to do. And so I've decided that I'm going to join in with Audio Mo this year. And rather than doing it through my personal audio blogging account, I'm going to do it via Geek Mummy. And the reason I'm going to do it that way is because I have an idea that what I'm going to do for each day during June is I'm going to do a little daily app recommendation. Because I know about apps, and I've got loads of apps that I would love to share with people. I can never get app reviews up quickly enough on my blog. I can't get them moving as fast as I'd like to. Which is partially my own sense of perfectionism, I suppose. I don't want to just put a review together very quickly. If I'm doing a written review, I want to do screenshots and I want to make sure I've got all my facts absolutely correctly and get all my links in correctly. And it takes me quite a long time to produce any kind of written blog post. Whereas audio posts, I tend to be a lot more comfortable at just switching on the microphone and talking. And they're not always perfect. You know, I sometimes stumble over my words, but the more I do it, the more practice I'll get and the better I'll get at it. And so it seemed to be the perfect thing for me to do a month of Geek Mummy app recommendations. I'm already formulating a list, and I think the problem will be cutting it down to 30 apps rather than not having enough apps to talk about. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've got all the sort of technical stuff set up in the background now, something that I tested a couple of weeks ago. And my Audioboo account is now all linked through into my blog side of things. So when I publish an Audioboo, it automatically goes out onto the blog as well, which means that my existing blog subscribers will be able to pick up my audio entries just the same way as they can pick up my written entries. But it also means the audio will be coming out through my Audioboo account, so people can follow me on Audioboo or directly on iTunes or whatever other podcast catcher they're using as well. So it gives people plenty of options, I think. I will predominantly be recommending or reviewing apps that we use as a family. So there will be quite a few kid apps in there. There will be some more grown-up apps that I enjoy. They will primarily be iOS apps because that's what I use and that's what I know the best. I will try where possible to identify apps which are also on Android. But because I'm an iOS user, because those are the apps, you know, I kind of live in the iOS app store and look at the what's new side of things and I keep up to date with those apps. I don't really have the brain capacity to keep up to date with the Android side of things as well. So I don't know as much about Android apps as I do about iOS apps, but I will try to make the little recommendations as relevant as I can to Android users as well, because I appreciate there's a lot of you out there and I would like to be sharing more information about Android apps and recommending more Android apps, because I think there are more apps. I don't know if it's that there's more apps, but there's certainly a greater variety of apps on the Android store. And I think good recommendations on the Android side of things are very valuable. It would be really good if I could help people in that way. So that's my plan for June. I'm going to be sharing an app each day. I'm sure I ought to be able to come up with some kind of snappy title or snappy branding or whatever for this, but I haven't yet, I'm afraid. So it's probably just going to be a Geek Mummy app recommendation, at least in that format. I can keep it going after the 30 days of Audiomo have finished. I won't be doing it daily at that point, but I'm hoping that Audiomo will improve my ability to just record podcasts and review apps quickly. And then I'll be able to do that in the future as well. And I'm hoping it's a format that will work for my audience and for my listeners. So I've waffled on for quite long enough about the whole thing. So thank you very much for listening this far. I've got about 6 days to prepare and get ready. And then come the 1st of June, I'll be doing my first app recommendation. So thank you for listening. You can subscribe to the blog at geekmummy.com. You can follow me on Audioboo as Geek Mummy. And I really hope you'll join me and listen and find it useful. Thanks very much. Bye now.